It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. Another edition of Let's Talk. It is Monday morning, 19th of January, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and it is also our inaugural kicking things off, our Mondays with the mayors, and no better way to start things off than with the newly elected mayor here in the city of Pottsville, Mr. Tom Smith, joining us on the program. Tom, Mr. Mayor, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay-Z, and good morning, Pottsville.
Ah, yes. Tom, first of all, thank you, my friend, because anybody that knows, since you've taken office, you guys have been every bit busier than one-armed paper hanger in the wind, my friend. So the fact that you can take some time and join us on the program, we really appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Jay-Z. Yeah, there's a lot of work to do, a lot of work that hasn't been done over the years that should have been. I'm a full-time mayor, as I mentioned, when I campaigned. My heart and soul's into this. I love the city. Been here almost 40 years. They're going to bury me here. I hope not too soon. But, and I'd really like to thank you and your radio station, WPPA T102, for having us and giving us an opportunity to, you know, just let people know what's going on. Thank you.
Exactly. And I know one of the events you wanted to talk about, because we'll maybe start out on the lighter side, we mentioned, was huge in our area, and we even had the folks on talking this up, was Winterfest. And they really had some winter weather, Tom, but made the most of it. I know our own KCO was there broadcasting, and a big event here in the city.
It was fantastic. You know, what really opened my eyes to what the city's capable of. You know, we got hit with that snowstorm. But Tom Whitaker and his street crew did a fantastic job. They plowed for Winterfest. They salted for Winterfest, not once but twice, making sure it was done. There had to be, I think there was around 2,000 people showed up to this. It was an absolutely fantastic event. Bob Carl, Samantha Savinsky, Tony with the Chamber, they did an awesome job, and all the volunteers. It was amazing. It was so nice to see 50-plus vendors inside and out. Alvernia, again, Alvernia is turning into be the anchor of our city. They open the doors, welcome us, let us use the restrooms, got to see the new gymnastic facility, which I'm very proud of.
I don't think people understand how big that was when they transformed that from the supermarket into what it is now and how big a part it would play in the city. You're absolutely right.
So the main thing you want to look at is, you know, and God bless them, there is a place that's needed for halfway houses or whatever you want to call that. And I know that was the previous commissioner's dream to have that. But that would have absolutely sunk the city. Instead, we got a shining star with Alvernia down there. They are so eager to work with everybody on anything they need to help the community.
We got Cynthia Mansion Company out there who's been a regular on this program as well. And as you said, just a great lady and great folks that are running that. And it's all about the team. And when you know, you're a team player, you can do things.
Oh, my gosh. Cynthia has been wonderful. You know, have a pop-up meeting with maybe 15, 20 people want to get together and I call her up. By all means, come on in. I spent more time in room 127 in Alvernia, I think, than anywhere else in the last couple months. They're fantastic people.
That's awesome. And, I mean, as mayor, you see an event like that and you see it come off, it's got to make you feel proud.
We left the event. It's getting dark. Went to Hucklebuck's. Absolutely packed. Could barely move in there. Slid over to Eagle Tavern. Same thing. Walked down to the Chopping Block. Just the people and the enthusiasm and everything in the city. And we're just going to build off of that. Pottsville's always been a great place. Great architecture. Great people. Can't always say that it was always led by the best team. Not saying that, you know, they did their level best, but I wanted more. And you're going to see that. We're going to have a lot of great things going on.
Well, I think one of the things that they've seen so far, and I know I've said this, Tom, is, you know, you can talk the talk. You know, a lot of times people have come in, they've talked the talk. And then once they get in, we couldn't do it because of this, or we tried. But you, in just the short time that you're in now, are a man of action. You can see with some of the moves that you made in your short tenure so far.
We've been in 14 days, but Jay-Z, we've been working since November 5th. Since we were elected, we've been having meetings with a team of wonderful people, advisors and so forth, our representatives, our senator guiding us all the way. You know, we hit the ground running. But when you have boards and authorities that have been neglected for years, you know, I apologize for the first council meeting being so long, but we had to get things moving.
Yeah.
You know, we made 30 appointments and we have probably another 20 more to go. You know, God knows the Blight Task Force. They haven't met in over 2 years, totally disbanded. Lasting Legacy, they let those guys slide to the side. We're a team of action. I got better things to do than just to hang out at City Hall. I want to get things done.
Right. And I mean, it just shows, though, what needed to be done, the fact that meeting went so long. I mean, because it wasn't one of these things like where it was executive session. It was like, you guys are actually acting on things, but there was just so many because of how things have been, oh, say the last couple of years or even longer, that you've got to rectify all of that. And that doesn't happen in a day.
It doesn't, but we're moving quickly. We have a new solicitor, Gretchen Stearns, and she's doing a phenomenal job.
Yes.
We're overworking her. But, you know, it's nice to see we advertised on the city website. I believe we, you know, got the word out there on Facebook. We're looking for people to join, Pottsville people, and not all of them have to be from Pottsville. You need qualified people. But over 70 people applied to help the city out. That just shows you the love these people have for this city and want to make it better.
Cool, exactly. Now, let's take it back to, like, you know, election night. You get in, Tom, along with some of the council people out there. We talked about the different things that you wanted to fix. What was like goal number one, or what did you set your sights on? Because again, you can't tackle everything at once. But I'm just curious because there's an awful lot out there. So how do you say, yeah, we're going to go with this?
So I spent the time in the summer walking to every business downtown Pottsville, and everybody had a horror story about the parking authority. And I think it wasn't all at once that they got to the point that they were so punitive and let's find the money and let's charge. They lost sight of, you know, these are human beings that work downtown. They're people that love the town, but they didn't want to come down, especially the older group. Like my wife and I, we're 64. We have friends that won't come downtown because first they don't realize, yes, you can put a quarter in a meter. But second, they think they have to use the app.
Right.
You know, that I need to get the parking authority in a better way. And I just felt the previous executive director wasn't going to move forward with that, so we need to make a dramatic change.
Well, I have to tell you, too, one of the more compelling shows that we had, Tom, and it goes back to the point you just mentioned, we actually had members of the business community on. They asked to come on and make a plea because they were losing business. You know, people were coming in their shop. They were getting ticketed and stuff. And they said it's just no way for them to, you know, deal with this. Instead of, you know, enticing people to come in, people were staying away because of that. I mean, they actually booked time on the program, you know, to talk about it.
100%. You know, and that was the problem. We had to change the top because the culture wasn't going to change with that, taking that apart. So we have a wonderful guy. There's a lot of boards and authorities in that, and it's all run by the board of directors. Well, the parking authority is, as they say, run by the mayor's discretion. So I totally eliminated the board and reappointed Joseph Drazis Jr., a clothier here in town, wonderful young man, just volunteering for everything. He is now the chair. We don't need a full-time executive director. And we're working. We just had a parking authority meeting with the employees, and we're working on them. They're the ambassadors of the downtown. You know, they're going to get new clothing. They're going to look better. But also, too, they're going to act much more like an ambassador. You know, they're going to walk in the store and say, hey, by the way, I'm out here. If anybody has any meters, you know, that need plugged, give them a chance instead of going. Ian Lipton should have, I didn't want to mention his name, but mentioned they made hundreds of thousands of dollars, but, you know, for the parking authority. But it was on the backs of the store owners that were lost double that in income because people won't come downtown.
And, you know, like you said, I can remember the day because I've been here a long time at the station, and that is what they used to do way back when. You have an officer or one of the folks that, you know, involved in the parking authority come in and say, who's the old black Jeep is that out there? And he put a quarter in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of like how they are now, because some of the stuff that we've seen like are just unbelievable and adversely affecting, you know, businesses down here, not helping. Like it's one thing if you can't help somebody, but then don't be adversely, you know, toward them either.
My best example is Andy Muller has the railroad that brings a lot of people into town.
Okay.
They're in Northern Berks. Fantastic guy. Loves the community. Loves the workout. He's doing a lot in Piston, doing a lot in Wilkes-Barre. He said they rolled the red carpet out for him. They did everything they could. He doesn't accept any outside money from the city or anything. He does all the improvements himself. He proceeds to tell me, but when he comes to Pottsville, he gets slapped with a $3,000 parking fine because they actually went down and painted lines over the railroad tracks in the asphalt and charged him $3,000 a year for bringing 100 people to the city.
Wow.
And he was being fined for it, where the other cities rolled out the red carpet. What can we do for you? So that culture changed. I don't want to beleaguer the – but we all know what needed done, and that was done the hour before I was sworn in. I made the recommendation that he resign, and it went smooth.
Well, I mean, that was a big part of issues that I personally had as well, and some of us here. So to see you take care of that – well, it frustrated us, and you mentioned this earlier. We would try to find out, like, who runs the parking authority? How is that structured? I know he was able to tell me, and you just came in here and said it's the discretion of the mayor. I mean, we were told it was this, you know, outfit. It was that outfit. Like, you know, depending on who you talk to, you got a different answer.
Well, we got a wonderful crew in there now. We, Mr. Humphrey with the funeral home, Sean Riley with SMCA, and Joe Drassus at leading the helm. You know, he knows the right direction to go. He was just pinned in with the previous administration. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been in office now 14 days, and you've seen a lot, but you're going to see a lot more and hard results in the next 100 days. I'm going to have close to 100-day State of the Union address on the city, and you'll get to see what we're doing. Another thing that transpired, you know, blight is a major problem. And I just kept on – before I came in office, you know, trying to find things out. There were just no answers. They're in conservatorship. They're this. They're that. So on my second day in office, we had the DCED people that bring major grants to the city. We had the deputy secretary here touring the city. He was more than enthusiastic on how much work's being done through PADCO, through the city and so forth in cooperation. But with that, when that was done, we had lunch at Alvernia, and Senator Argo mentioned that he wanted to go to Drazis to look at a new suit. I said, Senator, I'll gladly take you there. Put him in my truck. We're driving up Montongo Street, and he goes, wait a minute. He said, this isn't the way to Drazis this. I said, no, we're going somewhere else. And he kind of pointed out it's illegal to kidnap a senator. So I drove him up and set in front of 800 block of Montongo Street, and I said, take a look at this. He actually was appalled, could not believe that was still up, took pictures. He's going to put in his newsletter because he is the leading politician on blight in the state. So showed him that. By Wednesday night, we had a plan in action that place has got to be dropped before Logger Jogger, and that's been on the blight list for at least 15 years. It's just an example of, instead of saying too many people look the reason, well, we can't do this because, let's just get it done.
Yeah. See, so many people are quick to say, well, we can't, because I want somebody to say, like you said, we're just going to do it. Exactly.
This conservatorship, every blighted property almost with the previous regime was put into conservatorship. Conservatorships are great if you're going to rehabilitate that project and bring it back on the tax rolls. But these properties that are absolutely blighted, there has to be a better path. And I believe we're going through that. Our solicitor, Gretchen Stern, has been working north of the mountain and been instrumental in dropping a lot of those terrible blighted properties. They're coming down. We have 10 on our hot list right now. We're going to try to get dropped before summer.
Wow.
We're actively pursuing those. It's through eminent domain, and we're going to take action.
And see, blight is one of the things, and again, you're all over the target on this one. Our guest in studio is Tom Smith, mayor of Pottsville, because blight is everywhere. It's in all our listening are Shenandoah, Monterey City, Girardville, you know, Pottsville, you know, all these places, St. Clair, you know, sometimes you just turn off the main street and boy, you look and you think, wow.
A lot of the problem is Jay-Z. Everybody drives by it every day and gets used to seeing it. And
yes.
You see, it becomes part of the scenery. I don't want that. We have 350 blighted properties in Pottsville. And for goodness sakes, the blight authority has not met in 2 years. So that's changing. We're getting a lot done. We got a lot in action. We got a lot of great volunteers behind the scene that are advising us on things. You know, we got Parks and Rec as a board. We got sewer. We got redevelopment. We got the parking authority, lasting legacy, zoning, fire, fair hiring board, planning and blight review. These are all now going to be active that have been dormant most of the time. We're getting that done. Now, it's also to note that the three properties on 800 block of Montongo is not coming out of the taxpayers' money. There is a blight fund set up, I believe originated by Senator Argel, that the county has that comes out of the funds. Every time there's a real estate transaction, they pull a little bit of money out of that, put it in this blight fund. So those buildings and many more are coming down. It's not going to cost the taxpayers of Pottsville a dime.
And see, that I'm glad you said that, Tom, because a lot of people, that's the first thing they'll ask. How much does this cost, Amir? You know, is it coming out of our tax dollars? And it's not. And you're right. Senator Argel is, big on blight. And like, the thing with blight is, I guess there's only so many things you can do, and there's just so much of it. And I know you have to be a little bit patient, but as you said, you don't want to be, passing by, 3 years later, and nothing's been done.
This is actually, it's kind of, besides us missing the CRIS grant, this is what got me off the couch to get on, 800 block of Monotongo. We have friends come down. We're originally from Clearfield County. We've been in Possum almost 40 years, but we have friends come down to visit and relatives. We walk down for the Yuengling event. We pass this. You know, the Yuengling family does a wonderful job bringing people to the city. They bring about 80,000 on average. Just for Logger Jogger, there's 3,500 runners, and I think there's over 10,000 people coming to Logger Jogger. They're running right by this house. It's right by the starting gate. Why can't we clean this up to give us a better image? We're getting it done. We really are. We, with that, there's a coordinated effort with blight that there's a process. You have the Planning Commission, you have the Blighted Property Review, and then you have Redevelopment Authority. Now we're all going to work together to attack these and get them done.
And you've got to work together, otherwise you don't get anything done. That's exactly right.
And that's what I just didn't see enough of that. And another major thing, a gift that I have through the experience with chairing the YMCA, I work with all the legislators, towards Zeke, Argel, Muser's office. Mm-hmm. They've all been instrumental with accomplishing what we did at the Y. I'm bringing that to the city. As a matter of fact, Tim Towardzik and Senator Argel, we're having a meeting in my office, first time in many, many years at the City Hall on Thursday morning.
Cool.
Get a plan of action down.
I like it. Our guest in studio, Tom Smith, the mayor of Pottsville. It's our Mondays with the Mayors segment. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more after these messages here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here."
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance equipment 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
The folks at Joe Thurz Automotive, 635 Fountain Street, Ashland, know there's a lot riding on the work that they do. The staff at Joe Thurz Automotive have over 20 years' experience in dealerships. So there's not a problem that you can have with your automobile that they haven't seen before. They have the knowledge, skills, and ability to have a full service experience right in their bays. At Joe Thurz Automotive, you're treated like family. Joe has my family riding safely around the county and beyond. From front end alignments, oil changes, simple, or those repairs that your mechanic said they just can't fix. Joe's got the answer. With a convenient drop-off and pickup, you'll find it easy working with the folks at Joe Thurs Automotive. Because when it comes to motoring safely around, Joe Thurs Automotive gives you peace of mind. Take it from me, a satisfied customer of Joe Thurs Automotive, 635 Fountain Street, Ashland.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Weather forecasting reimagined.
2822 Future Alert Weather.
Not just any old forecast. It's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. It is a Monday. It's Mondays with the Mayor. And joining us in studio to kick things off is the newly elected mayor of Pottsville, Mr. Tom Smith. Tom, I know we touched on some things before the break, but there's a lot more we want to talk about while we have you here on the program.
Yeah, you know, one of the main things, again, I talked about blight, but that was one of the priorities. We have a blight commission and review board already set up. The meeting's going to start shortly. It takes a little bit because a lot of times there's legalities involved on how you're setting the authorities up. That's why they're not up and running right now. Mm-hmm. In between now and the middle of next month, we're going to have 20 more appointments.
Wow.
But again, the boards and authorities also were not structured right over the years. You had conflicting terms and so forth, so that all got straightened out. But some of the good stuff we have going on, as I campaigned on, the 62 and above parking, I can't take credit for that. My dear friend Elizabeth Sophie gave me the idea back in March, and I've been running with that. But it's actually come to fruition. The parking authority's doing logistics on that to actually scan the license plates. So you're a Pottsville resident, and you're 62 and older. You're going to go to City Hall. You're going to pay a minimal fee every year to buy a sticker, and you're going to register your license plate. And you go downtown, and you park for 2 hours for free. We can't do all free parking that because a lot of the people that live upstairs, God bless them, you know, above their businesses, they'll park, they'll take all the parking spots, and it just doesn't work right now. We don't have enough for everybody. So this 2 hour free parking is a start.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm working on, you know, the train service through Northern Berks likes to come to the city. Big problem we have is restroom facilities. God knows at my age, you know, I'm looking for a restroom right away.
I hear you.
So I'm working on it, just working with Carnix and Muser's office. We're going for a grant to put in public bathrooms outside Union Station. They'll be heated, air-conditioned. They'll be open for special events. And that's going to open the door as well to having a lot more events down in that wonderful space right outside Union Station. Then Andy's going to be a lot more motivated to bring people to town for the events. He wants a reason to come to town.
Right.
And it's a great thing that he's bringing this to the city.
And, you know, and that's probably one of the only things lacking down there. You're right, because big area, you can do an awful lot down there. And if you get these bathrooms in and conditioned, air conditioned, you know, and heated, awesome.
You know, they tried to use Explore Schuylkill, and God bless Jerry Enders and Gina. They do their best, but that is not set up as a public restroom.
No.
That is an office complex. You know, it can't handle it, and you're going to deteriorate that business. So we're going to get that fixed. I can't say it's going to be right away. These grant processes are long and lengthy. I'm also going to be looking for some maybe private investors to help us out with that. But, I mean, it would be a big boon to the city. It's a silly thing. you know, at restaurants, but it's a big thing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Another great thing we have going with it, they're going for the downtown designation through PADCO. And a good friend of mine, Denise Klinger, is spearheading that. She's doing a fantastic job. As I mentioned before, the deputy director for the DCED for the state actually took the time and came to our city last Tuesday and toured it and did a phenomenal job. And again, he was highly impressed with Denise and Emma leading the way. We get that designation. That's going to bump us up. Say that there's 90 communities going for a grant. We get that designation for downtown. That'll put us in the top 10% to be considered. It's going to put us in a lot better light.
Wow.
It'll change the whole complexity of downtown. There's so many great stores in town, businesses, offices, and so forth. People want to see it flourish. Let's just give them the keys to do that. And in between the downtown designation, PADCO steering the way, City Hall now open for business. That's, you know, that's what I want to emphasize. You have a business. Come to the city. We're going to make it a lot easier to open a business. My running mate, John Marsh, opened up the chopping block, and he knows the torture you go through to try to open up a business impossible. It shouldn't be that hard, and it's not going to be that hard. We're restructuring how to operate a business in Pottsville and how to open it up. We're going to be there for you.
And again, make it easier, not harder. I mean, work with the people, you know, not against them. And the chopping block, what a great place that is. Heard nothing but good things about that.
My wife and I actually joined the league. So we were tired after seven rounds of throwing axes last Thursday night.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. But again, all good stuff for the city, as you talked about.
You know,
all
good stuff. Jay-Z, in the last, since 2020, we applied for two grants for the city. We have triple that number right now that we have into play, and we identified 67 grant opportunities we're going for. We engaged PADCO to do this. Before we got a firm from outside Pittsburgh somewhere, had no community ties, had no vested interest, just looked at the administration fee. It's usually 2 to 5%, but sometimes they'd charge more to even go after it. We're not doing it. PADCO, vested interest, people live right in the area here. They're going to take care of this, and they're going after, like I said, 67 grants from blight, public safety, capital equipment, roads, parks, rec, water, sewage infrastructure. And we're going for shooting a gamut. Now, you only usually see 30% come to fruition, but my goodness, still, you know, 67, you get 30% of that?
Right.
That's a lot. That's a lot of help.
That is. And, you know, one of the things I know when I was on council, I got frustrated because we would talk to our borough manager, and I remember the line he used was, and again, unlike you, these are the people I don't like, was, you think grants are just out there near and you can grab at them? He went like this to me, and I thought, no, I don't think that, but I also don't think it's impossible either. I mean, you know.
Well, you went through it. You were on council, Shenandoah. You know that. You just don't go out and grab them. But you got to have a relationship. They have to have a reason. You got to sell your story. Mm-hmm. And I've been a salesman all my life, you know. And you get, again, good relationship with their legislators. It's great. So one thing we're working on. When Denise Klinger threw downtown the designation, Main Street designation, I'm sorry, they had over 1,300 people respond to a survey, which is phenomenal. Major, huge, almost 10% of the population, which usually they say there's 2 to 5% that will respond. We got 1,300. Right. It shows that everybody's interested.
Sure.
Their concerns are blight is one of the top priorities. Another one's public safety. Well, working with Chief Morrow, we now have downtown, we have policemen this are walking the streets downtown, different shifts and so forth, but there's much more of a police presence. And that was something I wanted to bring, and him and I worked that out, that we're going to see a lot more presence downtown. And that's going to take care of a lot of the little issues we have, having a presence downtown.
Yeah. I think that's huge. When people see the police out there, that just makes so much of a difference. Absolutely. Yeah.
Again, I want to circle back to the Main Street designation for the survey. You know, over 1,300 people responded, which is huge. And I want you guys to know that we're listening. We're acting on the main concerns. We're addressing everybody's concerns. But the top five main concerns, we're addressing, and we're on it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact that you have the legislatures and a good rapport with them is big, because there's so many times when, man, you got to go to them, you know, to get some help and, you know, bring stuff to the community. And you guys certainly have that. Just from the past few events I've seen, they've been there, you know, and they have vowed their support for you as well.
Yeah, and it's not, again, I didn't run on party. I didn't run on, you know, this side or that side. You know, we're putting both sides on, Democratic and Republican, on these boards and commissions. So I don't care what you are, independent, libertarian. You bring something to offer, we're going to put you on a board and commission. We want to work with you. You know, we're working on a lot of things. You know, part of that, again, the survey, a lot of the concerns were the vape shops and the games of skill. That we're gonna try to limit that. We're not taking any away, but we're not certainly not adding any more. We're full up.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different variances we're going to work on to try to improve the quality of life. And that's one of the main things you see is a detriment to the quality of life a lot of times is the vape and skill games, which everybody has their own right to, but there's a limit of what we need.
Sure, absolutely. You know, in moderation as far as that goes. One of the things that I also noticed too, because, you know, we've been carrying them all, you know, for the longest time, the meetings. I think the meetings are done much better now, too. I mean, it's a pleasure to sit through, and if I have to, you know, edit some if they go long, because I would just be shaking my head sometimes, you know. And it's not easy. I know I've you know, sat behind the table. It's not, but I see the difference in just a short time that you guys are in.
It's we're done trying to be a comedy team, you know, with argument and backbiting and so forth. With that, we're a unified group. You know, we have a good team right now put together. We have John Marsh. We have Scott Price. We have Dottie Botto. We have Andy Woolyoung. We're all working together. And, you know, having Gretchen Stern, I can't emphasize enough on what she's bringing to the table. Yeah. And might I add, she's working 40% less per hour. Instead of $350 an hour previously, we're only paying $200 an hour. And that's a steal with the quality of person we have.
I'll say that is. Absolutely. Can little things like that add up, Tom? Exactly.
They do. We're right now, we have an acting city administrator. She's doing a wonderful job. We just want to make sure for our citizens we have the best. So we engaged a top-notch recruiter out of Harrisburg to advertise for a city solicitor. We also lifted the requirement that you have to live in the city. We want to get the best person. And that, no matter what you pay them, they usually pay back their wage in 6 months with all the grants and so forth that they found on top of what we're already working on.
Right.
So we want to make sure we have the best person as a city administrator leading our city forward, and I think the best way to do that is engage this recruiter. He's found most of the superintendents and so forth for the local school districts and that, and a couple of top business people already engaged him to find him, and he does a great job.
Yeah, got to get the right person. That's a key job. So I would agree with that. Take your time, find the right guy, because what you do, as you said, it could mean an awful lot for the city.
Oh, yeah. It's a different night and day having a top-notch city solicitor. You know, some other of the big things that we have to announce that is very exciting through the county commissioners and city of Pottsville, PADCO leading the way. We have a 250th Schuylkill celebration for the nation's
I'm glad you got that, because I was going to get to that down the road, because you know that's a huge time, 250 years, and all the communities are doing something. So what's Pottsville have lined up?
Pottsville is going to host probably the biggest parade the county has ever seen.
Wow.
We have 67 municipalities, no matter what they size, whatever. We want them to put something in the parade. We don't care if they bring a golf cart with crepe paper on it. We want them represented in this city.
Yeah.
It's going to be on June 27th, then we're going to have the parade, and it's going to be a long one. And then we're going to all go down to Alvernia and have a big celebration down there. As Pottsville likes to celebrate, we're going to have a huge one down there, but it's going to be the biggest parade Pottsville's ever seen.
And again, Alvernia playing a key factor in this again, too. We touched on that a little bit earlier in the program when we had you on. But, yeah, Pottsville does it up big, I'll tell you.
We, you know, can't emphasize enough with Alvernia.
The county
as well.
Seat.
We're the county seat. You know, we should be the shining star, but we seem to sometimes we slipped away from that. So we're going to be the shining star. We're going to be the hub for economic growth and development. We're going to be the leader for the county, as we should be. Mm-hmm. We got all the right people in play. We just have to take the handcuffs off of them and let them get to work and get us back on track.
And sometimes that's all it takes. Exactly. You see that in so many areas. The right person is on, but they weren't allowed to, you know, do things the way they wanted to. Well, that's all over and in the rearview mirror for right now as well. So
I just got tired of hearing it. Yeah, we should do this, but there's this. We're erasing the buts. We're erasing. No. Tell me how to get this done. Don't stop at the first person and tell me, oh, well, you know, they're not clear on this, so we'll table that and look at it later. No, we're going to get it done. Again, the team that we have is amazing. The guys behind the scenes helping us out, directing us. Again, Tim Towards, Senator Argyle, has been phenomenal. Congressman Muser's office with Evelyn Dottie helping on that end. I mean, everybody just wants to see Pottsville succeed, so let's just do it.
Right. I mean, everybody pulls together, and, you know, you can get things done. But if you're pulling all different directions, as been the case sometimes for too long, nothing can get done.
You know, it's easy to nitpick and find the negative in anything, but you know what? Let's get away from that. Let's find a positive.
Yeah.
Let's work. The group that we have, they're all positive people. The boards and commissions went, I don't want somebody on a board or commission is just, well, we can't do that or it's this. No, I don't want that. We want, for our team, we want positive people. We have those. We have them engaged. They're optimistic. They're looking for the future. Lasting legacy was huge and instrumental with our parks and that. Yingling Park and so forth. You know, they're the planning stages of Discovery Park. And, you know, led by Jerry Enders over the years, that was actually dismantled for, I think, some unscrupulous reasons, and we got that re-engaged. But you're going to see a lot coming from Lasting Legacy. You know, we have the Norwegian Creek project that's going to be a long-term project, but we'd love to see the lower part of the – by Dunkin' Donuts that expose the creek and have a stream running through Pottsville like it always has. It's there.
Right,
we just got to clean the water up and do it. It's a long-term project, but these are positive things we're looking at. And that'll change instead of when you're driving on 61 coming through Pottsville. Right now it looks like a 1970s industrial park.
Yes.
We want to change it. We want greenery down there. Once the creek's opened up, we're going to have vendors down there with food trucks. We're going to have grass, plants, walking trails. I got a group of guys, really sharp guys, that are really vested in the outdoors. We're doing exploratory right now of opening up a two-mile walking trail on a sharp mountain that you could walk from, leave right from the Montatongo parking garage, go up 2nd Street, get on Sharp Mountain and walk. Now, it's exploratory right now, but I got three great guys on that.
Wow.
I mean, love it.
That's tremendous. And like you said, what a cosmetic change that will be with the creek and the greenery and something just – I don't want to say simple because, as you said, it's a big project. But, boy, that will just change the complexion so much.
Yeah, it's – you know, people ask me how I'm doing. I stole a quote off my buddy Rick Alexander, but it's like taking a drink from a fire hose. There's just so much. But you know what? We're enthused. I got the energy to do it. There's still plenty of gas left in my tank.
Oh, you can see that, yes.
We're getting it done. And again, it's just great to see everybody, you know, helping. I mean, I hit City Hall, and I don't stop once I'm there. Usually most of my mornings are going over grant writing and so forth with PADCO and what's out there and with the – last week was with Congressman Musser's office. We had about a four-hour meeting on what's available out there. And we're pursuing this. And these grants are stuff we're working so hard because we're improving the city, but it's not on the back of the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm, right.
So what people have to understand, you know, it was mentioned during the campaign, someone running for office mentioned that it was a handout from the city or handout from the government with these people that took these blighted properties, were given basically a pittance, $100,000. But these people, some of them, invested $800,000 of their own money and their family mortgaged their homes and so forth. They sacrificed, but they got to step up, you know, to help that and brought it back blighted properties. I know personally, I go to the chopping block a lot. That is a jewel in the city.
Yeah.
But you know what? If the city had to tear that down, if they wouldn't have taken that, by now it would be on the demo list. That'd have been a $400,000 tax bill to take that down. They turned around Draz's Clothiers, the farm store. These people worked their heart and soul into this. It's not a handout. Here's the thing with the grants. There's a block of money provided, set aside, either federal or state. If we don't take that, the next community does.
Right.
It's not like we're getting a handout and they're going, well, you know, it's going to raise taxes, it's going to do this. No, this money's designated for certain projects, and you have to go out and get it. And if we don't get it, Hamburg's got to get it. Reading's got to get it. So I want to put us first in line for these grants so we get our fair share, which we haven't done for years. You know, just last year, two major modal grants for paving for Pottsville. I know the streets are fine. We really don't need any paving. That was a joke. But, you know, we're pursuing all this. We're working for the citizens. I'm retired, have a great life, and I just wanted to see a change, and we're doing it.
Well, that's what I admire because, like you said, Tom, you're retired. You put your time in. You could just kick back. But you're obviously concerned and concerned enough that you ran. And now you ran, you got in, and you're actually doing what you said you were going to do, which to me, I love that. That is so refreshing, because so many times you hear people, you know, running and then the butts come in or what, and that is certainly not the case so far at you guys. And I know I've been hearing nothing but good things.
Well, you know, I mentioned a few things that we're working on, but there's dozens and dozens of things we're working on underneath it all that is going to come to fruition. You're not going to see immediate results in the next month or two, mm-hmm. but in the first 90 days, you're going to see a major change in a lot of what we're doing. Parking Authority is a small part of that, but also with cleaning up the area. I am a nut for keeping things clean and organized. I've already talked to a local church, a Latino church, great people. They want to put a team together. They want to have a group of youths go through and help clean up the city during the summer. You're going to see me. I will, with my pickup truck, and Rick, I'll be going around cutting weeds myself, but we're going to clean this city up. The garbage, the blight, so forth. We're going to be a shining star again.
Man, that is just good stuff. You can hear the passion in your voice as well. And you need the volunteers. And I'm glad that the volunteers are there, because so many people, it'd be so easy just to say, oh, the hell with it. It's been like this for how long? But that's certainly not the case. As you said, you've gotten the people out, and good people, people like Karen that are, you know, going to do a good job. So I tip my hat to those folks as well.
Well, you know, I think what the problem was in the past was there were just – they'd start something, nothing came to fruition.
Yep.
They're just like, well, I'm not going to make a change. No, you volunteer with us, you're making a change. I don't care if it's the Recreation Commission, the Blight, whatever. You're making a change. And you're going to see positive results quickly. So please step up. Even if we have the boards and commissions filled, they're going to have advisory positions that you'll be also engaged with these commissions and boards and authorities. And when you're on the advisory end of it, when someone steps down or rotates out of a voting seat, you'll be put in that place. So we need all the help we can get. We need all the input from all the citizens on all their ideas. There's so many different ideas that people come up with that we want to hear.
Right. It's all hands on deck, too. And if you have something like that, you can almost work it in seamlessly. As you said, if someone would step down, you're not wasting any time.
No.
It's right there.
No, that's it. You know, got a great group of people already on the Rec Commission. That'll be coming out. We got a couple school educators, one administrator that know what the kids need and so forth.
And see, that's what I was going to – you beat me to the punch there, Tom. I was going to say, that's all well and good, but, you know, the people that are on that group, but, you know, when you got people like that, they are in touch. They're dealing with the kids on a daily basis. They know. So, again, little things like that mean so much.
There's a major building in town that's blighted that it's my passion project that we want to make a green space. Large building. We want to take that down. You know, the problem we have is right now, you come to the city – drive in, on the train, whatever. It's set up for adults. You don't have anything for kids here. We don't have a park. We have Discovery Park, but we need a playground. We want that. I want that for downtown Pottsville. I want a green space with a playground. And we have a building targeted right now that we want to be able to do that with.
And that was going to be my question, but you answered it as we were going along. All the different areas we're covering, and I thought youth here in our area, because you're right. When you look around, we are lacking a little bit, but boy, if you could land that would be awesome.
You know, I could see like a mayor's night out where we have, like a Wednesday night, block off part of this Market Street or Center Street. I'd say Center Street, can't do Market, but Center Street. And, you know, we can have a dance. We can have a band. We can have a dance. Have it for free for people downtown to come to. Again, you know, we just don't have enough for the kids, and that this Rec Commission is going to be huge with that. I just can't say enough of what we want to bring to the city for opportunity for these kids. You know, we have a few events throughout, but I want to see a lot more events coming to the city.
I mean, neighboring Schuylkill County, for instance, we have a gentleman that comes in on the program. He's on the Rec Committee. And, man, it just seems like every time you turn around, they're doing something like that. That can be the case here. You get the right people on board, as you
believe
said,
me,
Tom.
We're lining up. We're going through all the applicants and stuff, and we have picked some fantastic people. We're not done yet vetting all of them, but we got the right people to put in to get these things done and come up with fresh ideas to engage the youth.
Fresh ideas, exactly. We're speaking with Tom Smith, the newly elected mayor here in Pottsville, on our Mondays with the Mayor segment. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and close out hour number one after these messages right here on WPPA.
Mm-hmm.
Losing a loved one is never an easy ordeal, and becoming overwhelmed can happen relatively easily. During the grieving process, one of the last things to stress about should be how to honor someone who's passed. Since 1847, Saucer Monuments and Memorials has provided beautiful ways for Schuylkill County residents to honor their families and loved ones. From beautifully sculpted monuments to handcrafted bronze or granite memorial markers, we can add a special touch to any memorial tribute. Located at 400 South Hoffman Boulevard in Ashland. Phone 570-875-3070. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Joe Thurs Automotive has always prided itself on going beyond the standard. Some folks have asked, what's beyond the standard? You'll have peace of mind knowing that every time your vehicle is in the shop, the staff at Joe Thurs Automotive will ensure that it's fixed correctly and make sure you and your family are safely motoring along. It's peace of mind. The same principles hold true at the new location, 712 West Market Street, Orangeburg. You know, the former Orangeburg Service Center? With over 100 years of combined experience and a team of certified master technicians, Joe Thurs Automotive Orangeburg can fix the issues your current mechanic just can't. To book your next appointment, call 570-366-4600. Joe Thurs Automotive, 712 West Market Street, Orangeburg. Always going beyond the standard.
Click and save. Quality is easy to find at Easy Rent to Own. No credit check, no pay stubs, everyone's approved regardless of credit at Easy Rent to Own. Visit our store on Route 61 Schuylkill Haven or online at easycreditcard.com. Would your business like to reach new customers? Click and Saves are a great budget-friendly tool to help your business reach thousands of new customers. Contact us at 202 and WPPA for more information today.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with auto pay, plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, she knows the only thing more important than having the right safety gear is having it there when you need it. That's why she partners with Grainger for auto reordering, so her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand, and each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
Weather forecasting reimagined. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Not just any old forecast, it's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
Do you have questions about money, career, or relationships? Are you not sure how to make progress on your goals? We're here to help. The Ramsey Show is a caller-driven show where we'll give you a practical, clear plan to win with money. Our plan works whether you're 18 or 80. So right now is the time to get intentional.
Weekdays on WPPA AM 1360, 106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. It is our Monday with the Mayor segment. And we've got in studio with us the newly elected mayor of Pottsville, Tom Smith. Tom, time flies by when you have so much to talk about. You guys have so much going on.
Absolutely. Gosh. There's, like I said, besides what I've told you, there's dozens of things we're working on behind the scenes that we can't yet announce, but it's going to be a lot of good things. One thing that that you don't see up front, we're streamlining.
That's me, Tom. Don't worry.
That doesn't sound like the Penn State theme song.
Oh, that's one area where we're going to, I guess, yeah, disagree. I'm terribly sorry about that. No, it is not.
No, but we're streamlining the process of everything in City Hall mm-hmm. for everybody to work together and to make it so it's not so difficult. It shouldn't be that hard.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, yes. we're fine-tuning the budget. You know, and another big thing that we're doing in between the chief, police.
They just don't want to leave me alone, Tom.
The chief of police gave basically a State of the Union address for what's going on with his department at the last city council meeting. So did the fire chief. We're having all the areas of, for the city, code enforcement, so forth, right. All of them. You know, they now have a guide to go off of for accountability to let everybody right. know what's going on. For so long, they're doing their jobs, but nobody knows what they're doing.
Right.
So come on and address the population and let them know, hey, we had this many arrests. Hey, we had that many fire calls. Hey, we had this, and code enforcement's a problem. So many of the areas. So all of those areas now are giving a monthly report on what's going on.
And again, to me, it goes back to, and one of the things when you guys ran, is transparency.
Yes.
I mean, people can say it, but, you know, it's one thing to say it, but you guys have actually got in there. Now, again, you said 14 days, but you're living up to that.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited. Talking about bringing quality people on. Mm-hmm. Tom Wood, previous councilman, lost in the election. That great guy, a gentleman, well-liked. He offered to come back and help us out on some of the boards and commissions, which is thrilled. We get to hear his voice on a different side, or maybe on the same side, but we're just gathering great people.
And there's a guy, again, that cares. Now, yes. As you said, he didn't make it on running, but he's going to be there to help you guys.
He's going to guide us. He has the experience. He knows what's going on with most of the issues. So why not let him, lead? Bring him in. Let him help us. We're thrilled.
I mean, and that's the way to be, because there are people out there that, are maybe wanting to help or willing to help, and they never get the chance. Well, you guys, man, are opening the door to all these folks out here, just the examples you gave so far today.
Yeah, so my wife is very passionate, too. She's on board. She helped me. I'd have never got through this without my bride, I can tell you. She helped me. She organized meet and greet. She helped with all this stuff, but she is starting a Facebook page. She's not a Facebook person, but she's starting a Facebook page, and it's Positive Pottsville. And
wow.
We want to know anything that happened in your neighborhood or something with you that's positive, whether, you don't feel well and your neighbor cooked your meal, whatever, positive. Anything negative, we don't need. There's enough of that out there. We don't need that, but we want to know the good stuff about Pottsville, no matter how small or how big. We want you to share that. My wife's got to put that on Facebook.
Well, you know the old line Joe Thurs always brings up all the time. Behind every good man is a better woman, as cool. They say. So there you go.
But absolutely.
But that, and I think that's great. And you're right. The negativity done. Positive.
Yes.
We got to focus on the positive. Tom, we got about 30 seconds left. So anything you might want to add in closing before we let you go?
Just want to thank you, Jay-Z, for the time. I'd like to do this whenever you call me.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you on board. There's stuff getting done and positive, and we want the people to know about it.
We, 14 days in office, but, we got a clear mission, a path on what we want to do, accountability on blight, work smarter with the parking authority, serious grant chasing. We're after it. We're on it. And the downtown plan is built with our residents in mind. We want to help them out. We need more second story living above the stores. We need to work on code to make that happen.
Exactly. Tom, great job this morning. Tom Smith and our inaugural Mondays with the Mayor. We can't thank you enough. Continued success. Keep up the great work, my friend. Hour number two coming up on WPPA Pottsville.